Okay, I'm partial to that name. Okay, welcome. Okay, so this is my beloved brother in the Lord, Abraham, and we're just going to talk. We're here in Jerusalem. We're just going to talk about what is going on, and we see a great opportunity for the gospel. So I'd like you just to listen to what he has to say and pray and see how the Lord will move on your hearts, you know, for the last days kingdom resources. So praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Yes, as I say with you earlier when we talk, that I really believe, like, it's a time. It is a big time, and it's a good time for the Gentiles to move on. Because what's happening in the Middle East and these Arab countries, it's like give us a big opening door to bring the word to those people who still live in darkness, so that where we can deliver them from the darkness that they are living into the light of the world. And the only light and the only peace can receive, it's only can come by the Prince of Peace. Mm-hmm. That's why I feel like God is putting in my heart a deepest call for me to move on and to begin with an army of God to preach the word, because I really feel like this is their timing, that the Lord have decided to send them free from the darkness that they have living in for many years, for hundreds of years, into the light that you and I have it, because there will be no peace except His peace.
Yes.
And I feel like they are open for that.
So they this is open. An opening?
It is an opening door.
Yeah.
I'm advising everyone, every missionary who wants to take a step of belief of faith to do it, just go ahead. If he hears from the Lord, let him go ahead and do it.
Yeah,
and
now
God
the
has
time.
Been. Mm-hmm. Thousands of people have been saved over there, even during the war.
Now, we're over
during
where?
Like Syria, in Syria, Abraham. there are 22 million people. Out of them, there are 10% of them are Christian, but they are not Christians like we are. They're just Christian by name, and that's why they need a missionaries like us to help them to know the word, to help them to know, to help them to deliver, because they are only got the New Testament, but they don't have the Old and the New Testament together. Mm-hmm. That's why, with them would be easier to reach, because I have touched a tremendous hunger among them. There are many of them, there are more than 100,000 of them nearby the Jordan border.
Mm-hmm. How they get there?
They escape from there,
from Syria.
And they have like a big camps over there, that they are at the camp.
On the Syrian-Jordan border?
And between in the Jordan border, which is close to Syria, over there. They are very hungry to the world. Mm-hmm. We were able to preach to them. We were able to...
You were just up there recently.
Yes, that has been recently, only 1 month ago. Mm-hmm. We were able also to give them some Bibles, and we are now in the process of printing more Bibles so that where we can give it to them, to bless them with this gift, you know. Mm-hmm. At least a Bible. But that is going to... When someone have it, he'll give it to other. I really see, you know, when I give them the first Bible, more than 20 people were sharing that.
One Bible?
Yes, they were waiting, one wait for the other to get it to be passed from hand to hand. Mm-hmm. That's why there is a hunger need, there is a big need for the word, for the Bible. And I would trust the Lord that He is our provider and He will provide.
Okay, so tell me, so now tell me the story. Let's hear the story. First of all, is this near the border, you know, where Hamat Gadara is?
Yes, it's near. We have a border also. Mm-hmm. They have escaped into the Jordan. It's in the way to the Irbid.
Up in the mountains, yes, up there.
And also to Turkey.
On that side? But you're not going up there.
I have not the call to go over there.
Yeah, right.
But wherever my hand reach.
Yeah, wherever you can go.
Yes, we are able to reach Jordanian people and these people who are in the camp.
Well, could you tell my friends a little bit about the work you've been doing in Jordan and about the story you told me a couple of days ago about the Sheikh Mullah?
Yeah. Well, praise God. I mean, one of the biggest story is that God has opened a tremendous door. I made a book which I called it, I named it The Principles. The Principles of the Torah, The Principles of the of the book of Psalms and the principles of the Bible, and also I add the principles of the Quran.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in order to be able to win these people, you need to have mm-hmm. something from their background, like what they are believing in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to reach very important people, such as people who have been experiencing Islam for more than 40 years, and as leaders also.
Mm-hmm.
Once they have touched mm-hmm. the right, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and they saw the right, they came and they have said, hey, please, Pastor Abraham, teach us about God the way you understand God, so he kneels before me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we prayed the sinner prayer, and I lead them. Only 2 weeks ago, after that, only one day Sophia has been getting saved, he wanted to express his love and wanted to bring the truth.
The Sheikh Mullah.
The Sheikh Mullah. Mm-hmm. And he told his own people, there were more than 300 people at that mosque.
Mm-hmm.
He says, forgive me, for I have been teaching you out of a wrong book.
Mm-hmm.
But today, the Lord has touched my heart and I have become saved.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that from that day,
mm-hmm.
there is only one God, and his name is Jesus, and he is the only way to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So that hero, I call him hero, after he had been saying he had been thrown by stones, thrown up to death. Mm-hmm. But I know he is with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He had to say it, because I tell him, do not say that. He did not mind to do it, and he knew that it's going to cost his mm-hmm. life. But he wanted to bring the truth, because he was in 40 years of teaching false things. So the God is waking up, and he has confessed the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we praise God. I mean, there are more stories and stories, because you need to go there and experience that.
I'll go. I don't think God's, I don't know. I'm yes. willing.
Praise God. Praise God.
But so this is interesting, because I did meet a man this last weekend over the holidays, Shavuot, and I told him a little bit your story, and he's an Orthodox Jew that came to be a believer.
Yes.
And he said, you know, he said, God, he said, I believe this is true, because God was telling me that when war and internal conflicts would break out in the nations around Israel, that then there would be a great harvest. People would see and understand that this isn't the truth, that they would begin to realize that they needed the light, that they needed the truth, if they really wanted, because we know that in Islam, when we speak about, we're Abraham's children, they're Abraham's children, but where's the truth of this?
Today is the truth is going to reveal to them. All what uh-huh. I want to ask you is to continue to pray
mm-hmm.
and believe
uh-huh.
that this is the time. If you are praying, God is faithful always to pray.
Mm-hmm.
We are, as a body of believer, we need to bind each other with love and
yes.
to encourage one another and to stand as one.
Yeah.
One yes. together. Well, we can come over
yeah.
all that. We have to continue to show our love, because we really feel like we mm-hmm. have so much to give.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the timing.
This is when the time. I agree.
We should not wait.
We should cast the net.
And go and preach the word
yeah.
without having any fears into our heart.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you. We have so much to share. We're so busy.
Okay.
God is good, and
uh-huh.
keep us in your prayer.
Okay.
We are happy to have you here in this time.
Thank you.
In Shavuot. God bless you, and have a great and wonderful time.
Okay.